Hello, this is Misty Nersky, and I'm going to be doing a reading of But That's Fine Because I Like a Hot Mess by Tossawari. And this is for Voice Team Challenge. This is for Guest of Honor, where I have to have an audience for my podfic. And this time I have got my little statue of Ubel from Frieren. If you haven't watched that anime, she is like pretty evil and she loves fighting. And I feel like she would love women kissing. So and that's why she's my audience for this book particular in particular. But yeah, I haven't read this fic all the way through, so I'm excited. Summary. Liu Mingyan hadn't, despite some adolescent oaths of vengeance, given up all other pursuits in order to match a demoness who had nothing better to do than hone herself into a living weapon. Nevertheless, she strove to give Xia Hualing a challenge every time they fought. Sometimes, though she would never admit it, Liu Mingyan thought that her brother was onto something with this lifestyle. Punching Xia Hualing in the face was extremely satisfying. She had a great deal of energy related to the demoness, which needed to be worked off somehow, and this was apparently the only outlet. Author's notes. Trying to characterize Xia Hualing and Liu Mingyan was interesting because, well, Scumvale and Self-Serving System doesn't really do much with its female characters. This is more or less what I went with. Liu Mingyan saw the train wreck of a relationship that is Bingqiu. Liu Mingyan wrote a super popular song about an extremely romanticized version of it she made up in her head. Liu Mingyan, hashtag goals, TBH. Xia Hualing saw the train wreck that is Bingqiu and the train wreck that is Moshang, both of which took years of misunderstandings and bullshit. Xia Hualing, you know what? I'm just going to tell her I think we should fuck. Enjoy! Liu Mingyan was the model of a refined and accomplished cultivator. The fine veil over her face, a practice once adopted out of a dislike of attention, now gave her a measure of both modesty and mystery. The elegant Shui Shi, sword in her hand and the beautiful sheath resting patiently nearby proved that she was both a formidable warrior and a woman of taste. Her braided hair, exquisitely designed, her gleaming parure. Wait, let me look. Apparently it's a set of matching jewelry. That's cool. Her gleaming parure, expertly chosen, her white and pink robes, exactingly immaculate. Her silhouette was striking. She was, after all, the head disciple of Shanshu Peak. She was a role model. The youngest disciples in particular looked to her as an awesome figure, some with stars in their eyes and with open mouths, as Liu Mingyan effortlessly moved through sword forms for them to follow. The early morning sunlight danced off the rustling leaves of the whispering maidenhair trees of the training ground, mixing beautifully with the gentle stream of the nearby water feature. The sky above them was clear and blue. The smell on the breeze carried the sweetness of the flower gardens nearby. Liu Mingyan thought that the setting was missing the final touch of a songbird or a chirping insect. For that final piece of harmony with nature, or some other potential symbolism. But it would have to do. Everything was very nearly perfect. Liu Shijie, the loud demon lady is back, a messenger shouted from the entranceway. The proper thing to do would be to stand nearby and wait for Liu Mingyan to address her, drawing the eyes of the other disciples and making them wonder what strange business was afoot. In the case of a true emergency, interruption would have been proper, but it could still be better phrased. Unfortunately, the messenger looked all of 12, and apparently had yet to develop a sense of vision for these situations. Unlike some of the young disciples, Liu Mingyan neither stopped nor startled. She smoothly ended her forms, returning to a neutral stance. Once she saw that the Xianzu Peak disciples had managed to follow her, if clumsily thanks to the distraction, to the end of their forms, Liu Mingyan turned to address the little Shimei, acting as the messenger. "I'm leading a class. Please alert Shizun of this visitor." "Shizun is the person who sent me," the little Shimei chirped, bouncing on her feet with satisfaction at already being ahead of orders. She said that the matter was best left in your hands." Every head disciple, and senior cultivator for that matter, in Sangchong Mountain Sect knew that from a peak lord, this phrase meant, "I simply do not want to deal with this, and I have the power to make you do it instead." It could have been a great show of trust, a moving sentiment of faith in one student, especially if it was accompanied by a warm gesture and a fleeting touch of hands, underlying the relationship by matching the turn of phrase. Instead, it was a demonstration of disgruntled wariness. Unfortunately, there was very rarely any other avenue besides bowing agreeably and gratefully accepting a master's wisdom. If Liu Mingyan passed the work off to someone else, as she had many extremely valuable ways to spend her time, she would inevitably be forced to answer for the delegation of work the Peak Lord had already delegated. When it was Xia Hualing, for Liu Mingyan, there was no delegating. With all the grace she could muster, Liu Mingyan regretfully handed the class over to another senior disciple and made her way down the mountain. She did not fly. She certainly didn't run down. How would it look if people saw her running to Xia Hualing? What if Xia Hualing saw her running? Liu Mingyan would look insultingly bothered if she ran. Or worse, besotted. Xia Hualing was tormenting the guards at one of the sect's entrances. There were more guards than usual, likely called to supervise the visiting demon who had attacked Sangchong Mountain Sect before. Until Liu Mingyan arrived to take control of the situation, and they were all heavily armed and on edge, Xia Hualing didn't appear to be paying them any attention, tormenting them slowly, loitering in the style of a bad actor who was up to something nefarious. Liu Mingyan hadn't known before meeting the demoness that loitering could be done so maliciously, in so many different types of malice, but Xia Hualing was very good at it. Xia Hualing understood appearances. She also occasionally chose not to care about them. The demoness was waiting for one of the cultivators acting as guards to break and ask her to stop, just so she could fix them in her sweet, sharpest smile and say, "Stop doing what? What am I doing? I'm not doing anything at all." All the guards appeared embarrassingly relieved at Liu Mingyan's arrival. They were all grown or near grown men, most of them representing Kuxing Peak, and some of them looked as though they had been attempting to watch the demoness diligently, while simultaneously not looking at her at all. Liu Mingyan assumed this was because Xia Hualing was, by human standards, missing at least half of her clothes. Today, it seemed, was a missing a good three quarters of respectable covering day. Xia Hualing was a general to a demon emperor, the young mistress of an ascending demon clan, and one of the most formidable young demonic warriors living. She faced no end of opposition for her ambition, and time again, emerged victorious and self-satisfied from the pit of the demon realm's politics. Such a description better befitted a tall, solemn woman wearing sharp and impenetrable black armor, a majestically fluttering cape, and a cold manner poetically suitable for an ice demon. A noble figure, whose well-hidden, courtly manner might woo a gentle and lovely human maiden when their paths crossed unexpectedly, or a vicious figure whose beastly temper might find a match in a fiery yet captivating human cultivator. Such a description better befit a serious woman, or at least a woman who could take things seriously. But Xia Hualing had a sweet face and diminutive height. She dressed like a well-kept and teasing lady love, putting on a private show. Except she also had well-defined shoulders and sturdy biceps, and the most muscular thighs Liu Mingyan had ever seen. The demoness seemed to believe that everyone ought to see them and appreciate such thick and powerful thighs. Her sleeveless top bared her entire strong back. Her swishing red skirts might have been attacked with a knife in order to add as many slits as possible. And her wrists and ankles clinked with silver bangles and jingled with bells. Liu Mingyan's eyes reached the demoness's face, and Xia Hualing was already smiling, wide and sharp. Her pointed ears turned down, and her eyes crinkled in pleasure. She then cocked her hip, twirled a lock of her hair, and said, "See something you like? Are you going to have to ask me to leave for making everyone else look bad?" Liu Mingyan was determinedly unimpressed. "No, I was going to give you a disagreeable look, but I see that you already have one," she answered. Xia Hualing laughed, delighted. And then she walked up, sashayed up. Liu Mingyan had never seen anyone so fully embody the potential of the word sashay, and jinglingly draped herself over Liu Mingyan. The demoness's chest pressed flush against her own. Xia Hualing's arms went around her neck. Liu Mingyan put a hand on Xia Hualing's hip, obviously for leverage purposes, just in case this turned into an impromptu wrestling match. She was heavy, but Liu Mingyan refused to move. One of the Kuxing cultivators coughed. "Ming Ming, I missed you," Xia Hualing said. "You took so long coming down." "No, Liu Mingyan would not be moved. I was in the middle of other affairs," she said. Xia Hualing gasped, and somehow, impressively, became even heavier. "Affairs? More than one at once? How scandalous. Well, they couldn't have been that interesting if you ditched them to come get me, could they? You're welcome." Xia Hualing walked the fingers of one hand across Liu Mingyan's chest, looking up with wide eyes and a wobbling lip. "I would have come up to find you myself. I tried, but Mobei's portal dumped me halfway up into the sky instead, and, you know, it hurts to fall from the heavens. He's so mean to me." In answer to this display, valiantly attempting to ignore the delicate prickle of the demoness's sharp nails, Liu Mingyan took a page from her brother's book. She said, but in a vaguely sympathetic tone. "I was so bored, and I missed you so much. Make it up to me?" Xia Hualing's wobbling lip turned back into a wide smile. "Ming Ming, let's fight." Liu Mingyan took Xia Hualing up to Baijian Peak, as the demoness wasn't welcome on Xiansu Peak, or Chongding Peak, or Qingjing Peak, or really anywhere in the sect besides Baijian Peak. Liu Mingyan's brother didn't like her, but he didn't care enough to forbid her or to enforce such a decision. His only condition was, embarrassingly enough, "If you bring her here, she's still your problem." It was generally accepted that any outsiders who trespassed on Baijian Peak should be able to fend for themselves. It had been reluctantly resolved that keeping their new demonic allies effectively occupied and placated was one of the better routes forward, and the Baijian Peak training grounds were torn up regularly already. This was, some said, a sign of burgeoning harmony between the human and demon realms. Others said it was a sign of the end of the world, of course. Xia Hualing delighted in encouraging this perception at every opportunity, coming up with outlandish plots to threaten and summoning villainous cackles to share at the slightest provocation. Occasionally, there was some begrudgingly blunted call for attention, which often ended up only being relatively toothless by demonic standards, and could cause a great deal of trouble and strife, as the proud demoness's fabrications would lose their edge if they were always entirely false. These were still a far, far cry from legendary struggles between ancient rivals. Liu Mingyan hardly wanted the demoness to march on Sangchong Mountain Sect with an army and mean it. That had been an exciting experience, an arresting experience, an affecting experience, but also a harrowing one. Such a remarkable demonstration wouldn't be welcomed by the sect. It wouldn't be welcomed by certain other demonic allies of the sect either. Such fantastic actions would remind everyone of more divisive times, and end very, very poorly, if they were real. However, if Liu Mingyan was being honest, she thought there was a disheartening plainness to a demoness more or less politely arriving at the sect's entrance for a friendly spar. Even if the demoness couldn't march an army to Sangchong Mountain Sect's gates, there were still other compelling gestures that could be made. The demoness could send a messenger with an invitation to a demonic palace to show off the fiendish wonders and lavish delights of the demon realm. Xia Hualing bragged often of her spoils. It was high time that the wealthy demoness put her money where her mouth was and demonstrate the many luxuries she could provide to those so fortunate as to be in her favour. They could have met by orchestrated chance on a hunt and banded together to fight a fearsome beast in strange and dangerous and yet oddly captivating lands, working well together despite the ancient rivalry between their kinds and their tumultuous personal history. Perhaps one of them would have needed to treat the other's wounds. Perhaps they would have needed to take shelter from the weather together. If the demoness had truly missed Liu Mingyan so badly, badly enough to brave all the disapproval of Sangchong Mountain Sect, she could have cleverly broken into Xianzhu Peak in the middle of the night and found Liu Mingyan's accommodations. As the head disciple, Liu Mingyan had her own modest living space. No one else would be there to witness a midnight visitor, a demoness with wicked thoughts and desires, stealing into a righteous cultivator's bedroom to take what she wanted.
Mingyan! Oh, Mingyan! Are you even paying attention to me? Xia Hualing cried, laughingly, before she grabbed Liu Mingyan by the waist and whipped her head over heels across the training grounds. Liu Mingyan flipped several times before crashing into one of the sturdy cushioning bushes which ringed the training grounds. An amateur's mistake.
Hey, Mingyan.
Liu Mingyan looked up to a pair of Baijian Peak cultivators lounging nearby, two men of her brother's generation who had known her since she was a new disciple of only 12, one of them battle-scarred and the other one openly holding a jar of wine, clearly having been watching the fight. Liu Mingyan nodded to them before pulling herself out of the bush, summoning her sword back to her hand. In the centre of the training grounds, Xia Hualing was stretching, mockingly. She was standing on one leg, with the other leg pulled up impressively over her head.
"You girls need anything?"
the battle-scarred Baijian Peak cultivator asked.
"No, thank you,"
Liu Mingyan said politely.
"You keep leaving your left side open when you dodge,"
the wine-drinking one said.
"I know. Thank you."
"She's cute,"
the battle-scarred one offered. Liu Mingyan ignored him. She walked back towards Xia Hualing, cracking her neck.
"I'm just saying, if our teacher had been fine with it back in the day like the sect is now, that fight with the Demon Lord would have ended differently,"
the battle-scarred one said to his companion as Liu Mingyan walked away.
"Huh, you wish,"
the wine-drinking one said. Liu Mingyan threw herself back into the fight with prejudice. When she had been younger, she had taken a great deal of pride in her versatility and the breadth of her accomplishments. With a lauded war god for a brother, and no similar passion for battle, nor any all-encompassing passion for any single art, Liu Mingyan had instead focused on excelling in a wide variety of scholarly, martial, and creative arts. Her brother was, could, be competent enough in non-martial arts, but he took little pleasure in them. So, Liu Mingyan had taken reckless pleasure in having a well-balanced collection of accomplishments, especially in the areas her warrior brother was lacking. She was a well-cultivated woman. And then she had fought Sha Hualing, who lived for chaos, and got slammed into the ground. In that humiliating moment of defeat, Liu Mingyan regretted not following in her brother's footsteps very, very fiercely. Sha Hualing had skill in some arts, and was quick to pick up more where necessary, as she was frustratingly capable and much too clever for her own good. But she was first and foremost a warrior. She had spent her entire life fighting for power and survival. She apparently enjoyed it too. She fought like someone whose blood sang with it, like she enjoyed bringing pain into the world, and like a woman who regularly threw herself at the Northern Demon King and the Demon Emperor for her own entertainment. Liu Mingyan hadn't, despite some adolescent oaths of vengeance, given up all other pursuits in order to match a demoness who had nothing better to do than hone herself into a living weapon. Nevertheless, she strove to give Sha Hualing a challenge every time they fought. Sometimes, though she would never admit it, Liu Mingyan thought that her brother was onto something with his lifestyle. Punching Sha Hualing in the face was extremely satisfying. She had a great deal of energy related to the demoness, which needed to be worked off somehow, and this was apparently the only outlet. They fought until Sha Hualing slammed Liu Mingyan into the ground, and Liu Mingyan, drenched with sweat and her robes half ruined, couldn't break the hold. She'd lost her sword. Her hair had come half undone when a tie had ripped. Her veil hadn't been lost this time, but it had fallen slightly askew. Annoyingly unattractive dishevelment, probably. Sha Hualing was also drenched in sweat, but her strength was inexhaustible. She was on top of Liu Mingyan, and her body heat felt like it was burning Liu Mingyan's skin. "Surrender," the demoness breathed. Liu Mingyan dropped her head in defeat. "I surrender." This would be the perfect place for a conquering demoness, a wicked general, to claim an outrageous prize. Liu Mingyan would, of course, have no choice but to fulfill whatever provocative demand the demoness made of her. Honor would demand it. Instead, Sha Hualing let go and sat back, stretching her arms. "Ah, that was a good one. You're really getting better, Ming Ming. I'm so proud. What should we do next?" Sha Hualing was still sitting on Liu Mingyan's lap. Liu Mingyan exhaled through her nose. They dragged themselves to the small pavilion at the side of the training grounds to stretch. Sha Hualing didn't even offer to assist in getting rid of all the leftover tension in Liu Mingyan's body in a creative and enjoyable manner. Liu Mingyan knew that Sha Hualing could be creative when she wanted to be, so there was really no excuse. Liu Mingyan ended up having to take her hair down entirely to fix it. "I didn't just come here to fight," Sha Hualing said. "Hmm?" Liu Mingyan was focusing on the slide of her fingers through her hair. She'd managed to fix her ruined outer robes to appear more attractively disheveled, so she was trying to mentally configure a suitable matching hairstyle, which would look impressively battle-worn when she returned to Xianshu Peak. Sha Hualing was lying on her side, watching, having already replaced her bangles. She sighed, and her chest rose and fell like a dynasty. "Junsheng and Mobei both have their cultivator lovers," the demoness complained. "I'm beginning to feel left out. It makes them so boring sometimes, and people really start to wonder if the Peak Lords of Sangchong are just that good." Liu Mingyan couldn't answer that, as she didn't know. She just extrapolated. She said, waiting. She had been waiting for this for some time now. She remained calm. Ming Ming, your brother is single, right? Liu Mingyan froze. Junsheng said that I should go bother him if I wanted a peak lord of my own. What do you think? Xia Hualing said consideringly, biting her lip. It's an idea, right? I do like the pretty ones. You're not his type, Liu Mingyan answered coldly. She fumbled in tying up her hair, too hastily trying to finish it and leave. Appearances were important, but it wouldn't matter what she looked like when she snuck back to Xianshu Peak and locked herself in her living accommodations for the rest of the day. She might even be able to seclude herself for as many as 3 days before someone told the Peak Lord and Qi Qingqi broke her door down. Xia Hualing caught her hand. Mingyan, like I'd take any kind of romantic advice from that man. And the demoness picked her veil aside and kissed her. It took Liu Mingyan a moment to understand the lips against her face, the fingers lacing with her own, and what was happening. What was finally happening? Xia Hualing ended the kiss, and Liu Mingyan chased her immediately, climbing into the other woman's lap and pushing her down to kiss her again. The veil had fallen back in the way, so Liu Mingyan had to pick it aside again before pressing in. This was not at all the scenario that Liu Mingyan would have chosen, but she had no patience left. Someone whistled in the background. Liu Mingyan startled, which made Xia Hualing laugh against her lips. Liu Mingyan almost pushed away. Oh no, they were going to tell her brother, and he was going to be unbearable. But Xia Hualing nipped her lips before kissing her again, which was infuriating and inflaming and needed to be answered for immediately. Appearances could wait. The end. Author's notes, based on the A Guide to Trouble's Bird quote, her withering side eye was always melting her mascara. Someone definitely told Liu Qingge. Qi Qingqi, do you think this will stop them from being horny all over the sect? Mu Qingfang, currently designated the only other true sensible peak lord in the sect. No. Reader's note, I love this fic. I love Ming Ling. Because this is for voice team, part of it was, another thing is a mod there. I haven't actually done it yet, but the cover art for the fic should be a picture of me in my Mingyan cosplay, because I have cosplayed both Mingyan and Hualing on separate occasions, not together. I need to find someone to cosplay with. But yeah, I can't believe I haven't podficked them before. But this was so cute. Oh, and like her like waiting, like Mingyan, it feels like perfect that Mingyan would like never make a move. She's just like, I'm not gonna say anything, but like, you know, if you ended up like kissing me, like what am I supposed to do, you know? But yeah, thank you so much to Tossawari for having blanket permission to record their works. And yeah, this was for Guest of Honor with my little figurine for voice team. And yes, I hope you all have a great rest of your day. And I will see you soon.